Well, I'm not really sure if this is. No, I'm pretty sure this isn't going to be a Cohen Meander recording. I do these recordings. I don't know if it's really laid like down so much of a record as it is to, oh, as it is to. We're trying to figure out what this thing is. They really haven't said what it's going to be yet. Whoever has owned this land for 5,000 years probably made quite good money off of the fact that it's going to be turned into some kind of. I think it's going to be the new pilot truck stop. Although, the site they have cleared for it doesn't really seem big enough. So, I don't know. Maybe it's some other place. Anyway, doesn't matter. I'm just coming out to Tucumcari. It's Monday morning. Going to my current work at the Pantex plant. And I'm trying to consider what to do next. Keep me from, because I Lisa and I were having frank conversations. And she's quite nice to me. Oh my gosh. Not that she shouldn't be, but I count on her a lot for candor. And she's really good that way. She can really tell you how she feels. Oh. And because I've heard, and it's probably true, given the practicalities these days, that my job at Pantex will end at the end of September. And the question really becomes, what exactly am I going to do next after this? I can't, I can't, I'm not quite to the point where I could stop working. I made a really, I don't know, I don't think it's jerky, but I think it's forward. I made a forward attempt to work the Eastern New Mexico University angle. The biggest thing is that it was to do a nice finish to my pension. It was to get my pension well boosted, well boosted. It's where the bulk of my retirement money is anyway, is in my pension fund. I've got, I don't know. If I were to cash it out, I think it would have like $80,000 in it, which isn't bad. But anyway, so if for the next 5 years, as I make plans, or frankly, work plans to do amazing things, I don't even know if they need to be particularly amazing, needed things, necessary things. Hopefully that the Lord has been leading me to. See, you're trying to hit an interesting target here, you know? It's about about doing something purposeful with the free time I will have bought. I don't know how much my dear, wonderful Lisa will be about the journey. I don't know. And I don't know how much she would want to be about such a journey. I need to start thinking. And the great thing is the notes are already written down. It's in my private place, and that probably needs to come out. A whole lot of my private writings I have ultimately pulled out and stuck into the public sections so people can see them and get involved with them. At these times, I would often just pull up stakes on the name of my blog or my wiki or whatever, and shove it someplace else. And I'm not doing that in particular this time. Although I'm really quite interested in. Well, you know, I'm not quite sure. There's some reasons to get something like, for instance, Odd Muse, which is smaller, running, as opposed to Foss Wiki, which is really, really, really big. What I wish I could get rolling would be, I really like Mod Wiki better. It's a little more kludgy, though. It's not kludgy. For some reason, it isn't being able I haven't got the right combination of the server, the Perl server, and then the actual wiki itself. I haven't quite got that rigged yet, and I kind of need to, so that it'll work better. Because I want it all to run on the little, for the lack of a better term, my little banana pie. It's doing a pretty admirable job doing right now. Anyway, so that all being said. Now, I don't need to just throw things away, but I need to make good tools to do what I need to do. This isn't making a lot of sense. Okay, anyway, I've been waking up for a few days lately. Kind of crabby and depressed and depressing. It must be tough. Like I tell Lisa, I said, it must be tough being my wife. Because there's just so... Anyway, yeah. I'm not yet really doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm kind of listlessly going through life. And you go, and most people would say, but you make really good money. And I said, oh, that's not the issue. The issue is with this wonderful amount of money that, say, I make. What's being done with it? What And I'm sorry. And during these little breaks where it's quiet, it's because I'm pondering something. I can get my doctorate in whatever I want, honestly, at the end of the day. Right now, the really cheap yet purposeful doctoral degrees are in education. And I was just thinking to myself, well, isn't education the great passport to all places? See, you're trying to find a way so that no matter where you go, doors will open to you. And I've been thinking about, I've been pondering being a doctor of ministry, but I don't think that opens a lot of doors for governments. I don't think governments are really big about that. If you wanted to go to, say, like China, the biggest thing they want, would be they are totally happy with educators. And, what one sees is that's really how inroads are getting made, is from academia for, like, transgenderism. It isn't something that would normally be welcomed anywhere, but is virally spread. Is virally spread by being through the open door of education. Education is this amazingly stunning thing. We don't need so much researchers as we need infiltrators, for the lack of a better way to look at it. So I need to continue to look at, I think, a doctor of education. It fits my circumstances. I've certainly got the money for it. And and you can shoehorn anything into that gate. Learn from transgenderism or LGBTQism, that in the frontier, where, let me tell you, the only thing they have in the frontier is education. There's always somebody trying to set up a school. And you can make that school, you can warp that school to whatever you wish. And it is, it's nigh on to religion here. If it's going to be here in the United States, that is an interesting conduit into places. I think people are far more ready these days to shove money and resources at education. Now, I am the worst educator when it comes to, well, I've got all these, this and that, isn't it wonderful and all that? So if I'm going to do something unique, I need to do it. I need to do it in such a way that everybody just is ready to open their arms to me. and say, yes, yes. Come, come here. Come do our amazing thing. And it's like, and we will do this other stuff. The fact that I have a largely religious aspect may only make things a little better in that, that may help with funding. These guys are always looking for outside funding. So, yeah, we need to do that. Do it as a front for what will come later. I like that, Heavenly Father. I like that very much. Well, anyway, anyway, so I was going after this whole thing, and Lisa has glommed on to my Sigma-ness, and I added to it a little with Maverick, which is more of a cultivated manner as opposed to, what am I trying to say, folks? As opposed to, like, you know, the Myers-Briggs, which is basically a, well, this is what you are, you know, and maybe these are some jobs you should do, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, no, this is, let's be much more interesting about what we're becoming, not only here on Earth, but into the eternities, and what that needs, what will best, I hate to use the word facilitate, but there's a whole lot to that. What will best make this stuff happen? So a Sigma Maverick, technology and education is interesting. I think it opens a door for somebody to go in and say, it's not the right way. It's not the right way. The most effective teaching comes skin to skin without intervening electronics, without the introduction of the Borg. Being effective. That was really the thing. This is Star Trek talk. That was the thing about the Borg that was frightening, was how effective they could be melded together as one. Now, the Star Trek people were trying to manufacture a good, you know, enemy for somebody to hit. Now, it ultimately became, you know, it's so much better to have internal rot be the biggest problem that the United Federation of Planets has, is that internal rot. Because that's always going to be true of things that grow somewhat bureaucratic, somewhat become structures that individuals can press together as a power base. And something like the Borg really does a wonderful job of being a counterpoint to that. Because, you know, a bureaucratic autocratic plutocracy really kind of, well, it kind of feeds off of the inefficiencies of things. You can find ways to burrow in and to take control of something. And all that wonderful highfalutin ideas like a constitutional republic or a democracy, which is really even more problematic than a republic. It brings me back to, is a monarchy the best thing? Yes. If you can, if you have a righteous king and is not Christ, the righteous king, then that is the best circumstance. If you cannot always guarantee a righteous king, because, people die in mortality. Since that's where these other forms need to come. But you don't need to be married to those other forms, because you need to understand that the righteous king is the absolute best it can be. Anyway, and it's like, so what would a righteous king have as another credential? Like Lisa says, you've got a ton of credentials. And she says, she even said, she goes, I've when I go through the files, I run across all of your certificates here and there and here and there. And she goes, you've got a lot of stuff. And a professional doctorate would be so much more, I find, appropriate to my more action style than just setting up research programs, trying to find out oh, is this technique, will it work better than that other technique? Does this do better than that? Are you doing, whatever? And I have been coming back and saying, you know what? You need to set up, what's that thing called? Moodle. I've brushed up against Moodle a few times, but it may be the right time to put together something like that. Now, the problem is its structure is a little too jerky. Says, I like using a wiki to do things because it makes things so much more what's a good word for it? It makes things so much more open. You can do more with it. When I introduced it to those middle schoolers, they really got into it. And the school administration put the kibosh on it pretty quickly, because people were actually, it starts out as graffiti, just being disgusting. And but it opens people up, and open people is what are needed I think touch them deeply, which is something that needs to be done. People need to be deeply touched. So getting my Ed D in leadership, like school leadership, is really, I think, is really quite the way forward. There's money, there's resources. People certainly look to it for a net good. So you need to do things in that they're going to be a net good right now. And it goes decently. So wiki as a learning tool, I need to look at what things have been done that way and come up with the right way to make this happen. Odd Muse may be a really good way. I need to just pair it with the right server, a good back end. Not trying to be cute. In fact, being cute slows things down, and you don't want to. You want the essence of publishing to be done, not cutesy, not making the thing as close as possible to the original wiki that somebody can contrive is what's really needed here. So I don't know if I wanted to have a Linux backend, because if it has a Linux backend, well, we've introduced a whole nother problem. I think we really want something different. And the Aegon Light 2, I think, might be a really interesting route into doing that. Certainly something that will make this thing happen. And it really comes down to the other thing of me saying, can we be trusted? And it becomes this whole manner of trust. So this is something for the Maverick to work on. Something that can really be self-managing. The Sapphire BBS was this amazing thing that could really be self-managing. That you could set up and you could let it run. Like Voyager 1. Set it up and let it run. And its ability to do kind of store and forward, but do it on basically a global scale. Not with controls. Constantly additive. That's the other thing. Not to make it so that people can go back and fix things, but make it so that people can get to things, can make things happen. Something that I had come up with an age ago. But make it so that people can't tweak it. The most important way to make sure that people can't tweak it is to try to make it so that it's something that you sit in front of with a keyboard and a screen. And that screen needs to be, you know, needs to be e-paper, e-ink. Because you want it accessible. You want a solar panel connected to it so that you can do this amazing thing. Even when you're not there. And for it to have kind of a Wikipedia sort of aspect to it, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is kind of Wikipedia-ish. You don't have to worry about people trashing it, because you can always just ignore the trashiness. It has to constantly be added to for it to raise to the top. And of course, you would see what people are putting in that rises to the top. But yeah, we need, see, I don't know if it needs to be leadership or if it needs to be distance learning technology. Those are two definite ways to go. I want to be able to bring together as much as I can from different ideas. So the way I do it is maverick, but not pushy maverick. It's amazing maverick. So I don't know if it needs to be so much leadership. Well, maybe. Well, okay, yeah, we're gonna have to think about that. Anyway, we need to put together a system, and it's okay that we make that system with with just read, write once, read mostly, kind of technology, because it isn't ever erased. Don't give it the capacity to be able to be erased. Only additive. Only being able to put more on it. Being able to make it being able to make it something that you can do. Something that you can put out there and let people do it. Something that by this nature, it can't really be defaced. And what you would store forward like the old FidoNet BBSs, so that you can do just a soda straw of data, even smaller than that. The data thread almost. That this thing, wherever it's put, will find a way to connect itself. It'll transmit what it's doing to other places. And other places will be able to pick it up and run with it. And I'm already thinking, it says it would need to retransmit the better portion of its local dump needs to happen on a reasonably regular basis. And try to make it that even if it is hacked, it doesn't matter. The wheat and the chaff will be allowed to grow, not really together, but side by side. So you don't try to keep smut garbage off of it. It's all diffs. Yeah. It's all the storage of diffs. And its transmission. PK31 would be a really excellent transmitting thing. Although, throttle it way back. Make the transitions go more slowly so that it can be readable from a greater distance. Really, what you want is as big as you can get it, and that this stuff will go through, penetrate walls well, so that if you set this thing up in a room and it's like, the old calculators had this little solar thingy on it, little tiny thing. But it was sufficient to generate the kind of power that this needed. So yeah, E-Ink, I think, would be a wonderful thing to let this stuff kind of go through. And you don't really need a good typewriter because you're not using it as a typewriter particularly. You know, the old, that's okay. You know, is it going to be predominantly in English? Yes. It's going to be in the lingua franca of our day. So the research and the building of all this stuff can be used as my research for my education. So I'm thinking it's going to have to be technology in education, because I don't want to be I don't want to be off-putting to anybody. I'm not here to be the boss. I'm not here, shaking the pillars of the universe from the standpoint of, it's a good term. What's a good way to say it? From the, come on, Jason. Well, I don't know. Anyway, so it's not a wiki, although you put kind of a wiki mindset in it. How simply can we do this? And you want it to stay, you want it to be able to do amazing things. But not so much amazing in that, oh wow, isn't that virtual reality amazing? But almost like quantum communication, for we can put something in here and it propagates across the universe. Kind of like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Because we're doing something that isn't really, what's a good word for it? Isn't really the internet particularly. It is almost an indestructible knowledge store. You want to be able to see what people have added to what you've done. And that helps you figure out that, forking, which is the essence. This was, I forget what name I gave it 1,000 years ago. This was the crux of what I was working on that Saturday morning, San Juan School in the middle of nowhere, that you're adding something to something. And its nature is the fork. What diffs are you adding to a base thing? How are you building on it? And if it's smut and it's horrible, you can just ignore it, and it will just be this leaf that, well, it doesn't die, but it isn't forked off of. It says that is the essence of it, is the incredible power of ignoring things that you don't personally want to propagate. Now, it may very well propagate, but you don't have to see it. It doesn't have to necessarily get into your face. Although it's going to be there, you know, you can say, oh, here's this, and this was added on to from this, and it's trying to trick you, and it could be smut. And you go, don't do it. Now, you know, can it be jiggered? Everything could be jiggered. Everything could be jiggered until that person just gets tired of doing it. A lot of evil is propagated by feedback, and the less feedback something gets, the less the less it will be propagated. You make it so it's not that interesting, because text, not that you can't have text-based smut, but people aren't really into that, you know. It ends up you really have to do something like ANSI art, which takes a lot of work, and you don't make it easy for them. So yeah, make it so that it can run off of interior lights, but it can also be out in the elements, and it doesn't cost very much. Therefore, it's not really something that's interesting to be stolen. You might want to make it with two screens, one that's a little more interactive, so that you can edit it before you submit it, or maybe not. Maybe we record every keystroke, so it doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about the fact that it's a little bit flashy, because you can use it to send messages back and forth. That's possible, but you know, you don't try to steer it. You don't try to steer it. It's just that it collects everything that's changed. It's all about change. It collects everything that's changed and to a store and forward situation. So every manifestation of this thing is different. Small packets that are zinging across the ether all the time. You say, okay, this is the number of packets I'm sending out. And you receive everything. Remember, it's the whole robustness principle. You accept everything, but you're conservative in what you send. But you receive everything that's coming in. And all, you know, and like it said, well, we can bust the system. And you go, maybe by doing a constant stream of, you know, junk, try to make it so that people have to be sitting in front of a keyboard doing a constant stream of junk, and let the underlying technology be slow, so it's just not interesting. You know, people almost immediately say, well, I want to do this and I want to do that, and want to tie on to the system. And you go, I guess you can if you want to. The fact that e-ink is a tricky updater is not a bad thing. It tends to grind down the speed of this thing so that it discourages, you know, so script kiddies, you'll never discourage them completely. It is in the dark nature of man to try to subvert something to their to one's needs. All you have to do is make it so that it can't just take over. So we'll have to figure out exactly what kind of thing we're going to be doing to make this work. We can't, I'm, you know, if we can make it efficient enough, maybe we can just make it into a keystroke recorder. I wouldn't think much of that from the standpoint of having to redraw the e-ink screen so readily. That's why anything past kind of simple diagrams are going to be tricky at best. And you don't want to give it the ability to do it. See, this is why the Aegon Light, or something that is inspired by the Aegon Light, will make this happen. So before I get too deep in it, this is the research. This is the project to pull together these kinds of things, to pull together these sorts of technologies into the realm of let's make something that is really meshy. You know, the whole idea of mesh-tastic has some really good aspects to it. It's really quite amazing. And putting it in a place, in a situation where it can be really, excuse me, long distance, and I mean really long distance, like thousands of miles, so that it's practical to have these things function as a mesh, and it works. And it works. Now that's an interesting concept. Now that's something that seems good to me. And we could do something along those lines. Really low power. Because it really does need to do amazing things. It really can use a lot of the Internet of Things to do what it does. So yeah, Doctor of Education toward this technology. And then it becomes the whole thing of we make this happen. It can go anywhere. Anywhere where the sun touches, this can go. It's like Voyager, we could call it Voyager 3. I like that. Because it is. It's like the whole thing of how do we make something? And it doesn't go out into space because the most interesting thing is the products of the human mind. And it's that record, you know, that gold pressed record. What do we want if somebody were to find this? And somebody will. That's the whole point. This will be found. And somebody plays that record. What will they see? What will they say? How will it go? That we want to be able to touch people. And you know, is technology going to be improving? Yeah. So use proven things that aren't going to go away. Reasonably durable, but you can take the card out of one place and you can stick it in another place. And all of a sudden becomes what that old one was. And it works. It works. And I don't know if they have just programmable ROMs anymore, so that because you're not overriding anything. Nothing is overwritten. Everything goes out there. Everything gets done. If a picture's worth a thousand words, you go, well, the diagram's only worth a few hundred, but you know how much easier it is to use a diagram? Things can be explained so much better with a diagram. And Veracode, see, this is where PSK31 comes in. Although it's not really, you know, it's not really the 31 so much. Well, I don't know. See, I don't know. I remember what the 31 is for. I don't know if it's 31 baud, 31 or BPS or whatever. But the fact that somebody had worked up a Veracode that would do drawings and a good character set, you know, box drawing, line drawing, stuff like that. That's, you know, you don't get weird about the fact that you're going to have ANSI art on there or the equivalent thereof, Veracode art, because that's how you can do a good deal of drawing. Can we do fast refreshes? So it's going to have elements of BBS. It's going to have elements of a wiki-ish hyperlinking system. It's going to have, of course, that branching back end. It's storage. It's back end storage. The technology that we've come up with for I don't know if it's RTTY, but the whole thing of it's just sending, 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 sending. That is, for lack of a better term, the essence of this is that it's, you render it as indestructible as you possibly can. You don't want it to be erasable, particularly. I don't know if such a thing, a stock commodity part, really exists, because nobody thinks along these lines. But you make it so it's not readable. And all these gigs that you're going to have, just like kind of on one of those little TF cards, that's what the Chinese call it, that it can hold 100 years of information. Anyway, I like it. I like it. Really intensely low powered. Kind of the combination of an e-reader, a doodling thing, but it doesn't have a pen with it. You kind of have to do it with I don't know, you know, you would have to put a keyboard on it. It wouldn't have to be a typing keyboard. You could make it a membrane keyboard. Whatever's probably the toughest thing that you can do, because most people will be reading. And you just know that by nature. But to be able to contribute is going to be there. So you would want this thing to be really, really tough. But not expensive. So you might go for a membrane thing because the biggest thing is you can take it apart. You can take the card out of it, the little storage card, the little TF card, and you can get a new updated system. Throw it in there and it's back running again. It's back running again. You don't want it to be easily damaged, but you have to take into account that it will be damaged. Hopefully not. Do enough against in environmental damage and stuff like that. I wonder, you make something that's non-portable and something that's portable. Be interesting to have a portable version of this. Have the solar part, have the E-Ink part. I guess it's Zigbee. But you want to put it on a frequency that really answers the distance question. You really want something that can go the distance. You should be able to take it almost anywhere, shine a light on it, and it'll be able to do what it does. Kind of like that watch I bought for Matt. I bought Matt one of those watches that listens to WWVF, WWVB, and picks up the signal and then figures out what time zone you're in. And sets itself to that time. So you want to be careful of transmissions because transmissions are really power hungry. So you really want the transmissions. Actually, you want it to happen during the brightest time of the day. So there's sufficient power for what you're doing. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I think I like this. I think I like this. I think the Doctor of Education will get me in the door. I think the research that I'm doing here will be the necessary dissertation for making this for the technological, the psychological, the every part of it would be good for to start making this a reality. It fits pretty well with my master's. So if it was a thing, well, you need to have a master's that is appropriate to your PhD or your not your PhD, your EdD. That'll open doors. There's a bit of travel to be done with that, so that'd be kind of fun, but not a lot. Do it from a, you can do it from anywhere. So doing it from two can carry just as good as from any place else. And making a fab to do it. This could be an interesting thing. This could be an interesting thing. And make the amazing parts happen. And the poor people that would have to be advising me on this, I kind of feel for them because they'll go, you know what, most of this stuff I don't get, I don't understand. And yet you're putting all this together. It's almost like This is my oral defense right here. And give them a piece of equipment and say, here's my defense. And they'll see it. They'll say, let's talk to the person in India. You type this in. Duck, 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 duck. Then press store. And then it goes. It'll go at some point. Altered it just slightly so it goes all the time. It sends immediately. And you know what? It might be okay for it to send immediately after they've gone through the effort of typing it in. It will store and forward. And how you would get that done, somehow tied to some kind of registration number for the piece of equipment. Probably based on some kind of a timestamp for creation, for the date of creation, because that's all it'll ever have. There won't be a modification date. You won't have to store anything else besides this is when this thing was created. And if the timing is off, that's okay too, because all it does is introduce enough uniqueness to make it so that you can tie an alteration back to where it came from, what it is an alteration of. And it's only the alteration of one thing. It only has one parent. And that's all you need. And you will already know what that registration number is. And the computer just spends its time, it just builds up this a bit of an index. Or it goes into the storage and then builds an index. It doesn't have to index all the time. You can go search out the thing that uses you as a parent. It's got a, you know, it's a, it's a, it's a, it's a document database. So that's where you find and you add. People go, well, what if I like somebody else's thing better? And you go, you can always re-add your thing to the next to another thing. It says, but you have to retype it. We don't make it that easy. Because hopefully things have changed. We don't want to constantly become some kind of weird repetition of what you're doing. Anyway, so I'm about to my destination. I need to stop. This is really good. I'm going to ultimately need to get this down. Oh, gracious. So, okay. This is great. This is great. It's not a Cohen meander because, of course, I'm just not talking about some particular subject. This is the figure of a calling. You can start with any kind of thing you want. Anyway, so, okay. I'll let you go. Talk to you later. Bye.